This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's
It's getting weirder
know,
and weirder.
I just try to do something a little different every day.
Stop.
It's OPP for short. And what do we have?
We have Elizabeth today. She recently ran into an ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Like with her car? Oh, sorry. I'm just thinking of my past. Okay. I'm Elizabeth.
Yay.
How's your car?
How is your car? What happened?
So recently, I was out running errands and I ran into my ex-boyfriend, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
It had been like a really long time since I had seen him. And I didn't know it would be so great catching up with him, honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, it really, wow. It felt very comfortable, like old times. It was almost like I could feel that same spark from when we were dating.
Oh,
there was just something like connection that was just so natural.
Okay.
How long do you think you talked? Was it like a 5 minute? Because like sometimes we just get caught up in the thing. Was it like a lengthy conversation, like 20 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that? Or how long?
Yeah, I would say it probably was at least 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Of just banter, like just catching up, whatever. Casual conversation, kind of.
Okay. Can I go and backwards in time real quick? Was it a bad breakup or
no?
Okay.
It was really amicable. Like it was very mutual. Like
nice.
We were just kind of in the place with like our careers where we were just, you know, felt like we didn't want to, hold each other back or anything. So we just kind of parted ways for a bit. But I mean, it was a very good breakup. Yeah.
So then, this conversation's going great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he suggested getting dinner. And, you know, catching up some more. And
I
immediately was like, yeah, of course, we should definitely do that. And I was so excited. I mean, I was so excited to see him again. I really didn't know, you know, I would feel something like this. But the problem is I have a boyfriend. And when he asked me to dinner, I completely forgot.
You know, like maybe 2 minutes ago, you could have. This is information that you usually should start with. First off, you go with, guys, let me start my story with, I have a boyfriend. And you held the boyfriend back for a solid chunk of time there.
Well, see, I have a problem. As you can tell.
So you spaced, like, I'm not trying
to
be rude.
You literally forgot a person.
Like you were feeling so much of that, like, was it butterflies, kind of? Was it?
I guess it was just so
love.
Comfortable, so natural. I didn't even think to say that, hey, I'm not single right now. I don't think getting dinner would be a good idea. It just...
You were just like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I was just like, of course, yes. Like, we definitely should. It's been so long.
Yeah, the spark is there. It's just like old times.
Yes, it was just, I don't know. It was hearing his voice, seeing his face. Like, it was just memories, like, came flooding back. I got so caught up in the moment.
I do think that people can be friends with their exes, truly. But with Elizabeth... I think she feels more, and that's where I'm like, don't even cross that line. Don't think about crossing that line. They're an ex for a reason. Leave them as an ex.
Not everybody's an ex for a reason. Have you ever circled back?
No.
Yeah, you got to circle back.
Circling back's my middle name.
Very concerning.
Well, that's what it seems like. Sean, that was on his mind too. He's kind of like, this is going great. Let's rekindle this romance. Like, I doubt Sean is like.
Don't you sometimes feel like it's fate? Like, Elizabeth, why was she there? It's fate. Like,
so you have a boyfriend. Do you know if he has a girlfriend?
That I know, he doesn't. I mean, he didn't mention anything either.
Well, neither did you.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't know.
So is your question then, like, I'm trying to figure out what your question is. One, do I go to dinner? Two, do I cancel dinner? Three, do I tell my boyfriend we're done so I can go to dinner and boink Sean? Like, what? Or, like, what?
Would it be weird if she brought her boyfriend?
Yes!
To
dinner?
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's not quite like old times. I'm going to bring him.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. Text in, call in. I mean, we've all.
I think it's a red flag for her current boyfriend. Because if I run into an ex,
not for a second
do I forget about my wife.
We also have children with her.
True.
So at any given point, you might have spit up on you.
But it feels like
a constant reminder.
Ew.
If you were truly engaged, not like literally engaged, but if you were in the relationship, like invested in it, maybe, I don't think he would have slipped your mind, right? Like if you were.
Yeah.
Like that makes me think you're not with the right guy currently.
People who don't like some of my analogies will hate what I'm about to do, but like. Sometimes, have you ever had just like sense memory take over your body?
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm totally on this diet. Like, oh, I gave up chocolate for Lent. And then somebody throws a Dove bar at you and you're like, oh, and you're like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, come on. Like, I just, I knew a guy who had quit smoking 20 years earlier. And at the end of a meal, he pushed his chair back and reached for his breast pocket and was like, what?
Mm.
Like, it was
I
just
haven't done that in years.
Like, it's just a thing. And like, she got in the presence of this guy. It's less about her boyfriend, her real boyfriend.
Okay.
And more about just like, she just got caught up. She was in the Sean-nado. Mm-hmm.
But there's still something there to get caught up in, right? Like if I ran into an ex, you'd be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. I mean, my wife is, and it would.
You'd bring up your wife that fast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you would, but you're...
It's like all I talk about.
Yeah, it's all you have. sorry.
Don't get into this competition with me, buddy.
Wow. Wow. Hey, I have lots of wives.
Okay.
We're all former wives, but I have lots of them. Elizabeth, I don't know what to tell you. I think it's weird, but...
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out.
I think she should go.
To dinner?
Yes. Because like
I
said.
Do you tell your boyfriend?
Yes.
Tell your boyfriend I'm going to dinner with my ex.
I'm going as a friend. And then when you get to dinner, you bring up the current boyfriend. I think it's okay to be friends with
an ex. What if dinner's at his house?
Don't go then. That's weird. Why would it be?
He's already got the whipped cream on him and stuff.
No.
You guys are weird.
What in the world? I was trying to be at least subtly weird. What are you doing, Hack?
Well, like that, what a
or
bomb
like
to
switch
drop,
it to
though.
Coffee instead.
Okay. But what do you think would happen if you went to dinner? I mean, because it sounds like you're ready to like jump.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, could I just talk to him all night? I feel like it could be one of those situations where we just start hanging out and maybe don't stop talking, or it's just because we had a really good relationship and we were together for a couple years. I was with him longer than I have been with my current boyfriend.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm a little scared. I'm just, I mean, I do. I feel like a walking red flag right now. And I feel really bad. And I don't.
We're going to get you advice. I just need to know one thing before we put you on hold.
Okay.
Do you have it in you to cheat?
I've never cheated. It's not something I ever want to do or feel. I never want
to. And you don't feel like going to dinner is cheating? You could go to dinner and that wouldn't be cheating.
I mean, it's not, just talking, like, I'm not, I didn't claim to be single to him. I didn't say I'm looking for a relationship or anything. We didn't kiss or anything. I don't want anything to feel tainted, you know, that way.
Okay. Yeah, but the sense memory kicks in.
Yeah, it does. And all of a sudden you're reaching for a pack of cigarettes that ain't there. And, or a pack of... all right, Elizabeth, hang on. We're going to figure out if you're eating with the stale old boyfriend or one who just fell back into your life. Hang on. I don't know, man.
To me, it sounds like there's something... They're real feelings. I mean, if she got swept up that much, yeah, that it's like, wow, I'd forgot about my current life.
The universe told you this is the track you're supposed to be on.
Or maybe you're just really good friends. You have a lot of memories together. That's fine. I don't know.
I mean, should Sean have asked? Is it weird that he'd, I don't know.
Not the way she was asking or acting. I'm sorry.
True. Like, yeah, he's,
the way she's just like,
it fell right back in.
With her. Yeah. Puppy dog anime eyes with the weird little teardrops in them.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm way too... I'm far down a road that I don't think I can come out of. All right, Elizabeth has potential dinner with an ex and she forgot about her current. What should she do next? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we had Elizabeth on the phone a little bit ago. She ran into an ex... And all those feels came back all at once. They caught up for a good 20, 30 minutes or whatever. And he said, well, let's catch up over dinner. And she was like, absolutely.
Yeah, sounds lovely.
And as she started to walk away, she was like, oh, yeah, I have a boyfriend.
She thought that. She didn't tell.
No, he was gone. Yeah. It just occurred to her, that's right. I'm in a relationship already. Do we think, can I just ask, because I didn't want to ask with her on the phone. Is she already a bad person?
Yeah. I'm
just
sure
for getting
she's
swept up.
I'm sure she's a great person, but she's making bad choices. No one wants to feel like second choice, and she is making her current boyfriend feel that way. Whether
but
he knows it
know.
Or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's still
okay, but like do you have is there one for you, Aaron?
Like one that got away?
Yes.
No. They're an ex for a reason. I would
you don't
never
have a single one
no.
that you're like
Nope.
Okay. I can't even ask T-Ac that because obviously he's in the best situation you could be in. But like, I always felt every female on the planet goes, if Tom ever called.
No, I think you can still be friends with exes, but I personally would never go back.
There's
to
not
an
one
ex.
That just the sound of his name makes your heart go. Blah, 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 blah.
No.
Yeah, it shouldn't make you forget about your current boyfriend. I think that's kind of, I don't know that she's a bad person, but I think the relationship she's in probably isn't.
But not to be weird, Tia, can I just say this? Mm. Let's pretend fate, destiny, whatever, had different plans for you and you and Ahak didn't end up together. She would be that for you right now. You'd be going, oh my God, I just ran into Angie. And you'd be like, oh my God, Angie. You just happen to be with that person for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are
I would not fumble that. That's
right, that's what I'm, yeah. So I think we're all judging her for like, oh my God, but it's like,
to get swept up that
exactly.
much.
Exactly. Like, it's the, not demand, but it's just how fast she is willing to do it, where it's like, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Like you're at a concert and they're like, single ladies, make some noise. And your girlfriend screams and you're like,
what are you doing?
Just because it's Usher? Like,
Alex?
Yai.
What do you think?
So I think she should go to the dinner with the ex, but she shouldn't tell the new guy anything about it. The second she gets to dinner, tell the ex, like, hey, I'm in a committed relationship. I'm just kind of here to catch up. See how things go. If it was really that much of a no-brainer for her to just completely forget the current boyfriend and bring up all these great memories with the ex, it'd kind of be stupid to not take advantage of it and kind of catch up. But, I mean, if he meant that much to her, then maybe there's something
okay,
there.
Okay, but Alex, I just want to point something out. She said she's not the cheating kind. Is it or is it not cheating if she goes out with a guy and keeps it a secret?
So I kind of agree with Aaron in the fact that you can be friends with your ex, but you got to be really freaking smart about it.
Yeah, like, but dude,
really
if you're...
really smart.
That's why I don't do it.
But if you're... you did nail that. But like, you are cheating.
It
like,
is
even
emotional
if you don't
cheating,
put
yeah.
your genitals together... You're looking at the person who thinks you're forever and saying, oh, I'm just going out to dinner with my buddy Aaron and you're going out with Sean. Like, that's not
that's
cool.
That's what I'm saying. Does she think that this guy that she's with is her forever?
He does.
If this other guy is bringing up that much great of
you're
memories,
still lying.
Really
well, that's
that
what makes me nervous. If you show up and you're like, first things first, I have a boyfriend, then he's like, check.
What are we doing?
It kind of feels like you're sucking me into something. I didn't sign up. I didn't know
or
you had a boyfriend.
Or is it very like jumping to conclusions of like, no, I actually just wanted to check up.
Yeah. Exactly. But at the same time, what if she goes up and like, hey, I've got a boyfriend. And he's like, no way. I've got a girlfriend.
Mm. No way.
Really just two people trying
and we
to
have a hotel
up.
Room. Let's all swap.
But now they're trying to catch up and go do a double date or something. Maybe it is just two long-term good friends.
You're a terrible person, Alex. I just want you to know. His first thing is keep a secret.
Yeah, but I wasn't listening after he said he agreed with me.
Oh, my God. Of course. Thank you, Alex, for the call. We had somebody else who couldn't hang on, but they basically said, they were saying, dump the boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, dump your, like, before you even know, you don't, this guy could be in the exact same situation where he forgot his girlfriend.
But does it
like,
tell you something about your feelings for your current boyfriend when you just forget about him? Like, all it takes is a handsome guy to, you know, to walk.
It's not fair to him.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't think you're invested in the new relationship.
Can I just say this? First off, you can go to the Odyssey app, download previous shows, listen to this later with your family, with your sig other, Odyssey, AUDACY, come up with your own theories. But we had a suggestion on our text line earlier today that we check in with some of the people from OPP.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm.
I want to check in with this chick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want in a week, 2 weeks, however long, like, you can check in with her tonight, see if, because the way she sounded, she could go tonight. Yeah, okay. But if she goes to dinner with this dude, I want to know what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see.
All right, so listen to this whole thing again on the Odyssey app, and we'll get an update for you as soon as possible.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.